Folly's House, Proverbs chapter 9, verses 13 through 18. The NIV version reads, Folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead. In reference to the first part of Proverbs, Solomon sought to show how sensible it was to accept Lady Wisdom's invitation by contrasting it with Mistress Folly's invitation in verses 13 through 18. Although Lady Wisdom announced her dinner invitation from the highest point of the city, she did so in grace. Why can we say that? In verse 13, Solomon described Mistress Folly's call as loud, as if it is not well put together. She is an unruly woman. Mistress Folly would resort to seduction and not reason in her invitation. She would attempt to make something bad look good, not unlike an unscrupulous used car salesperson. We see Lady Wisdom as the personification of God's goodness and Mistress Folly as the same for Satan and his evil. From her high seat, Mistress Folly makes her seductive call. Her words are like the strands of a spider web waiting to trap those who would come her way. She most definitely looked for the simple-minded. They were the easy catch. They were easily persuaded. The dumber they were, the better. Such thinking still holds true today. Too many people are still being caught up in cult-like followings because of leaders whose words sound heavenly good but are hellishly bad. Even Mistress Folly's meal is deceitful. She had announced an invitation in a way that the simple-minded would think they were about to partake in a great meal. Not only was the food not good compared to that of Lady Wisdom's, but it was stolen. Mistress Folly was not industrious. She was deceitful. She thought it easier to steal a meal than prepare one. Her stolen meal was symbolic of life's secret pleasures that are not pleasures at all, but intense sins of the flesh. Stolen water is an allusion to a man who commits adultery with a prostitute. None of Mistress Folly's guests realize that they are already doomed. They are hellbound, just like the frog in the pan over low heat. It is just a matter of time before those seduced by Mistress Folly are cooked. Question, what do you think? Given the negative consequences of foolishness, why do so many people follow the way of foolishness?